The Leeds School of Business at CU's annual forecast is one of the most respected of its kind in the state, and it's closely watched across all sectors. As hundreds of people peeled off scarves and overcoats in a ballroom at the Grand Hyatt in downtown Denver, economist Patty Silverstein of Littleton-based Development Research Partners worked the crowd with fellow economist Richard Wobbekin of CU.
We're going to warm everybody up today, right, Rich? You know, with a really great forecast?
Absolutely. I'm proud to say we beat somebody dressed in red on the day after Thanksgiving.
Wobbekin was referring to the CU football team's snapping of a four-year road losing streak against Utah, and the metaphor linking the struggling squad with the state's stubborn economy over the same period didn't seem lost on the crowd. Still, Wobbekin said things are starting to turn around with the economy, and fears of a double-dip recession are now starting to wane. Much of that is due to sectors such as agriculture.
Colorado's farmers and ranchers have reason to be optimistic, with the industry positioned to do nearly as well as in 2011. 2011 was the highest profit year ever in agricultural history.
Some of that is due to the travails of other states, most notably the drought in Texas. But the current report also does credit the record year to big growth in agricultural exports, strong commodity prices, and a recovering dairy market, all of which are forecast to continue rebounding in 2012. The forecast for the state's construction sector, which had boomed in the 90s and early 2000s, isn't as rosy.
A general sense of pessimism prevails in this sector.
But for the first time since the recession, Wobbekin's forecast does predict that sector will add jobs, even if modest. Well, that may be due to several planned large projects, including a new hotel at DIA and a VA hospital in Aurora. There are also pockets of the housing market that are starting to do better, most notably in Boulder and in the Fort Collins, Loveland metro area, one reason behind the projected boost. Well, that coupled with a rebounding oil and gas sector due to new developments in northeastern Colorado is making the forecast overall better, says Patty Silverstein.
Colorado's growth should place the state near the top 10 for growth next year.
So the big question now appears to be what, if anything, can be done to help continue this modest but upward trend. Well, the CEO of Ball Corporation, who gave yesterday's keynote address, has a couple of ideas, and John Hayes seemed to know his audience.
You know, since the Civil War, when President Lincoln developed what became land-grant educational institutions, our economic might has rested on the strong foundation of a well-educated population. This is what drives opportunities.
Ball, known for its aluminum beer cans and other household products, employs some 3,500 people at its corporate headquarters in Brimfield. And Hayes says even amid high unemployment rates, his company is struggling to find qualified engineers to fill U.S. jobs.
I worry that this issue is not one of a lack of funding of education, but are we teaching the right skill sets required for this flat world we live in?
Well, Hayes says a refocus of investments in education is in order, along with an overhaul of U.S. corporate tax policy, both policy questions not addressed in the CU report, which is now available online. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.